Today I'm sharing all the things. I'm taking you through the insanity that life is right now and putting myself just in a really vulnerable space to where you know that I see you and I hear you, and I know that life throwing those dadgum curveballs, always waiting to kind of derail you. It's always waiting to happen. I get it. I am walking that with you literally right now, right now. But today's episode is so good. I'm fired up because I know that this is going to be a blessing to your heart. I pray that it is a blessing to your heart, especially if you're like, gosh, darn it, I just can't catch a break. And I had these plans and I was going to do this and I was on track for 5 minutes. And then I'll be darned if something didn't come in and throw me off course. God is so good and he's so gracious, and he's actually given us all we need to lean on him and to use that faith that he has called us to help us stay on track. I'm so ready to get into this with you today. Grab your tennis shoes. Let's go for a walk and talk together. Ready? Here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. Hey girls, welcome to today's episode. I'm loving today's topic, and I really think you're going to as well, because we're talking about three ways to tap into your faith to stay on track with our health and our fitness when life throws us curveballs. Not if life throws us curveballs, when, because we know that life is just waiting to happen. It can be something catastrophic, or it could be your husband saying, hey, can you run to Home Depot as you're on your way to the gym? Not that that happened to me, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, these things happen, they can just throw us off. So I can't wait to dive in to today's topic with you. But before I do, I want to remind you that I have my Faith Forward, Age Backward program available right now. This is going to teach you how to keep your faith at the forefront of your journey as I show you how to age well and boost your energy. If you're in perimenopause or menopause, ladies, this is for you. No matter how overwhelmed you are, no matter how, quote, too late you think it is, spoiler alert, it is not too late. No matter how many times you feel like you've tried this or that and it failed, this program is going to streamline everything for you so that you can actually see and feel results that will have you living life confidently and with energy you thought was long gone. I want you to head here right now. Go to lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. That stands for Faith Forward, Age Backward. lisaloufitness.com/FAB. Don't forget two F's. And get in here with me and help me, let me help you start living your Act 2 the way God designed you to, which is with confidence and boldness and being vivacious and feeling amazing with tons of energy. It is not to feel like every year is exponentially worse than the year before. That is not what he has in store for you. I want to help you. Go to lisaloufitness.com/FFAB. Okay, on to today's topic. I'm going to start with a story of, is it too dramatic to call a renovation a saga right now? I don't know. I feel like anybody who's been through a renovation gets it. So things have been, it's been one curveball after another. I feel like it just has. So at the recording of this, the guys were supposed to come this past weekend, and they did, so we're on pier and beam, 3 feet off the ground, bathroom and bedroom, completely rotten wood underneath. Okay, so just to catch you up really quickly, we needed a massive, it was a massive undertaking. So they were supposed to be out Sunday night. It was just going to take them the weekend. Everything prevented things. Everything from rain. They got stuck in our yard. They were hauling off big loads of the flooring and the carpet and all of that. And the dump wouldn't take it. They went to all different... Anyway, it got thrown off. Then one of the workers just wasn't being a good worker. So it was just the one guy. Long story short, they're in our house Monday night. They were supposed to be out Sunday. Monday night until 10 p.m., back again Tuesday night until 9 p.m., came and cleaned everything up yesterday, and it's still not correct. My husband, thankfully, is very handy, so he's going to be able to kind of fix some of the boards. The subfloor is, like, offset. It's not completely square. And my husband is taking on the rest of the project. So he's laying the floor. He's putting in the tub. He's connecting the plumbing. He's putting in the toilet, the van. Like, I posted the videos on social media last night on my stories. And oh my gosh, even as I was posting everything from this past weekend, I'm like, I can't believe this is how we're living right now. Because every single room, I'm literally standing here right now in my office recording this episode, and I'm just trying not to even turn around and look behind me. It's a mountain. It is a mountain of junk behind me. Okay, so everything got thrown off. So with my husband's injury from this past December, we had to put this project off a bit because we needed, like, he's doing the actual putting everything back together part, right? And he had it all planned out. His buddy was going to come help him. You know, he had a schedule of the floor had to go down first, then the paint, then the tile, then the vanity, 400-pound vanity. He was going to need help with that. Well, of course, everything got thrown off because everything wasn't done in time. Again, if you've ever had a renovation, you're sitting here nodding going, yep, that's what happens. Everything takes twice as long and costs twice as much. Yes, yes, it does. You were right. So we're learning, right? We've heard these things, but we're like, yeah, but they said they're going to get done at this time. I'm sure they will. Anywho, so here we are, and everything's thrown off. Every room is completely just overflowing with stuff that was in those two rooms. I've been sleeping on the couch because even the guest room, so Randy and I moved into the guest room, and even the guest room, like, it smells like paint from our bedroom. We did get paint on most of the walls. That's a whole other story. It's a whole soap opera. But in the guest room, because it shares a vent with that room, it's all in the same air conditioning unit, I can't sleep in there. All I smell is paint. Like, so all of this to say, life is just disrupted right now. On top of that, Randy's aunt, dear, precious, precious aunt, his mother's sister, she was very, very ill. She's been very ill for a while, but we got to drive. It's an hour away to Kilgore, Texas. We drove. We got to see her Saturday night. She passed away early Monday morning, all day yesterday. You know, we went to her visitation. All day today was her funeral, burial, right? So it's just a lot going on, and I could give you several other things. I'm going to stop there. My point is, life is happening up here in the Arundel home. Yes, it is. Curveball after curveball. And can I tell you how tempting it has been to order every meal out? Just go pick something up. Just Uber eat something. Just skip the gym sessions. It's been so easy to just be like, I'm in survival mode. I'm just going to drop it all. But let me tell you, that is not an option for me. And here's the only way I can say this, and please understanding I'm not bragging. I am not standing here going, well, I got it all together, and let me just tell you, I can do this, and if you're not doing it, you need to get on. No, it's hard. It's freaking hard for me too, okay? It's hard. But here is my thing, and it's been my thing for a long time. We've been walking through another journey for 11 or 12 years that has been very, very, very hard. Some days I have, you know, wasn't able to get out of bed early on. Just a really, really difficult external season, something that's external, but that has affected us deeply. Okay, that's all I'll say about that. But what I want to say is, if that didn't derail me, if that didn't take me off course, which it did many times, this wasn't going to, because I made a pact with myself early on. Believe me, it's not that I never miss a workout or never order in, but what I'm saying is that can never be my way of life, because I know what it does to my body, but not just my body, which is my temple. This is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And for me, treating this body well is an act of worship, okay? That's just a core value of mine. But I'm like anybody listening to this. I want to skip workouts and order in and just do all the things when life stress just is too much. And we walked through this really, really heavy season, you know, all those years ago, and it's still going. And so then this week and this project and this last month and then with Randy's help and then with mine a year ago, like all of these things, for me, I knew this could not be the kind of thing that kept me away from my routine for long, because it was one thing after another, after another, after another, after another. And if you heard this past Tuesday's episode, if you didn't, go back and listen. I think it was episode 104. Go back and listen, because I talked about how our weekend can become, if we treat our weekend like a holiday, like we're good all week long, then we get to the weekend and we're like, oh, I'm just going to let my hair down. That can be half of your month. 3 days times four is 12 days. That's almost half of your month. So that's kind of how I see life's hard times, taking off or letting myself go too long without my routine means everything falls apart. Not just this temple though, not just this temple, but my spiritual life, because they are interconnected. I cannot put one without the other. There is no physical without the spiritual, and there is no spiritual in this life without the physical. So they are very, very intertwined. And so my intention is I can lick my wounds, I can why, I can even have my cries and my detours, but they have to be short, and not the cries. Believe me, those go on and on. But my detours can't keep me off track for too long, because it affects everything. It affects my quiet time. It affects my Bible reading. It affects my mood. It affects my attitude. It affects my relationships. When I am in as much routine as I can, there's been, boy, it's been crazy. These past few weeks, my routine has gotten off, but I have prioritized moving my body, because I know when my body is moving, it feels good. And when it feels good, I sleep good. And when I sleep good, then I get up early and have my quiet time. And when I get up early and have my quiet time, then the rest of my day is through the lens, has more of a chance to be through the lens of God's eyes instead of my own fleshly eyes. It's all interconnected. I have my 3 points that are coming up, but I wanted to just tell you another real quick story. So I was talking with my nurse practitioner a few weeks ago, and she was like, hey, just kind of sidebar conversation. Man, I had my workout all planned out. I was finally finding some time in my schedule to like get this little workout. I found this little workout I was going to do, and dang it, I broke my finger. And now I can't work out. I have to wait till my finger's healed. I was like, huh. I said, okay, so you're basically saying you were super pumped, you had time set aside, and you just kind of feel like that derailed everything, and now you have to wait. She's like, yeah, and I'm so frustrated. And I said, could you maybe grab a band, and instead of lifting the weights you were going to lift, do what you were going to do with a band wrapped around your, not wrapped, but around your wrist? And she just paused, and she went, I could totally do that. She just thought for a minute. She's like, yeah, literally every single exercise I could do that for. She's like, oh my gosh, that never would have occurred to me. And I told her, I said, here's the thing, Brooke, it's not if life throws you a curveball, it's when. It's the little things, it's the big things, it's the broken fingers, it's the sick parent, it's the husband asking you to go to Home Depot instead of going to work out because he really needs something for a renovation you're doing. It's always going to be something. So if we are braced, if we are ready, and if we can be intentional and have a few tools in our tool chest, then we're going to be able to move around those life circumstances that are bound to happen. You know, when you expect the unexpected, it is like bracing for a bowling ball being thrown at you. Unbraced, that ball can cause some major damage to your midsection, right? But expecting it and bracing prevents injury and allows you to prepare. And it's really no different in our ever-aging bodies. In fact, I'd say it's even more important now than ever, because it seems to be one curveball after another, at least up here in my house. And that throws off our quiet time, and it throws off our reading our Bible, and it throws off our prayer life, and it affects our mood, it affects our attitude, it affects our day, it affects our relationships. It's all interconnected, okay? So, like I don't know if I mentioned this a moment ago or not, but every room in our house is a disaster. As I'm talking right now, there is a mountain behind me. Like, I'm trying so hard to keep my eyes forward because I'm so distracted by all the junk because of the overflow, right? And so it really has been affecting my mental life. Like, there's not one room that I walk in this house that there's peace right now. And it's my season. It is where we are. Hopefully it won't last much longer, but I've had to brace, and I'm going to be super transparent. I've had the worst attitude about this. I've had the worst attitude. I'm like, when are we getting back in our bedroom? And when are we getting our bathroom back? We're all living out of one bathroom right now. And just, it's just been a stinky attitude. Okay. But that brings me to the fact that, well, I'm going to get into my three things here in a minute, because I know I said that for the second time, but I really am about to get into this. But I wanted to preface it because I want you to know I get it. I understand the hard. I understand how easy it is to be like, I'm just in a season where I can't do anything. And what I'm telling you is that cannot be an option. It can't be an option where you're doing nothing. So what do we do? What do we do? All right, let's talk about that. So our time alone with the Lord is the equivalent of spiritually bracing for the bowling ball coming. We brace for this life and all that it's throwing at us through our relationship with Jesus, our trust in Him, our faith in Him, our reliance on Him. He never promised life would be easy. So here are some non-negotiables I use during the curveball seasons. And I am not telling you this as if I have it perfected. I just got done telling you how much my attitude has just been, it just stunk through this whole renovation. So, but these are the things that get me back, okay? First of all, non-negotiables. Number one, quiet time. Of course, there are things that throw that off, a day here and a day there, but I do everything to keep this appointment with God because it braces me to handle the issues at hand. That is number one, quiet time. So important. It colors my day. My day can be as black as the heart that enters it when I've got a bad attitude without my quiet time. But with my quiet time, it just clears the fog in my head and in my heart and allows me to see the day through God's eyes. That's number one non-negotiable. Number two is Bible and devotional and or devotional reading. I'm in the middle of a devotional with my Faith Forward Age Backward girls right now. But this the daily taking in of scripture, so praying to Him is so good. But reading His love letter to me can't be an option if I want to hear His voice, because literally His voice is in the reading of scripture, okay? So to stay on track, that Bible reading, if it's one verse, if you're like, I don't have time, you don't understand my life right now, one verse. God's word is living and breathing and sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces both bone and marrow. How is it living and breathing? Because one verse can literally shift your day. Ask God, I have time for one verse. Please lead me to that verse. Don't let it be an option. And if it is, look, grace, grace. If you have that day, I'm not saying you can't go a day without reading your Bible. Do not get me wrong. Okay, there's always going to be people that take the words of others to an extreme. They're like, but you said this. I hope you know my heart. If you're a new listener, you don't know my heart. So that's why I want to really help you understand. I'm not saying you have to read your Bible every single day. What I am saying is every day that you read your Bible is a day that you are hearing His voice. Okay, that's what I'm saying. And I know for me, I feel like it's the only way I'm supposed to say a good person, a nice person. I feel like the only times I'm nice, you know, are because I'm hearing His voice through His scripture, because my flesh wants to take a very different track sometimes. But it is His kindness that leads us to repentance. He is so good and He is so kind. And so when I read that in His word, it just brings me back to balance, really. Okay, and then the third one, so the first one was quiet time. The second one is reading of scripture, your Bible time, your devotion time. But make sure it's not just devotion. Can I just sidebar here for a moment? Make sure it's not just devotion. A devotion is written by a person. God's word is God breathed through man. So a devotion should never replace our Bible for long periods of time. I think it's a great to be complimentary. But this was an area I got stuck in for a really long time. And my husband actually challenged me. He's like, Lisa, it was years ago. He's like, when's the last time you actually read your Bible? I'm like, well, there's Bible verses in here. He said, but it's topical. Reading God's word is just so different. And he was so right. And it really, really changed my spiritual life, my relationship with the Lord. Okay, so that was number two. Number three is gratitude. So remember how I told you my attitude stunk during certain phases of this renovation adventure saga? Grumbling and complaining, it's just a sinful state of being. And that's where, honestly, I've just been living for a good part of this. But the cure is always gratitude. So how do we get on track? How do we use our faith to stay on track? Quiet time, reading of scripture, and gratitude. Our mind cannot be anxious and grateful at the same time. It's not possible. So we can shift from one to the other really quickly. Like I can be super, super grateful right now and then be right back in my flesh in the next moment, no doubt. But every time we come back to gratitude, it clears what I have been feeling in my soul. So as I am turning around, forcing myself right now, so you may hear the sound a little different, to look behind me. And I'm not having a panic attack. I'm not. I mean, I have to face this. This is the way our lives are right now. But when I look and I go, wow, you know what? Yeah, it's a bunch of junk behind me right now. Yeah, it's a little bit of a mountain, but these are the things that's going to make this feel like home again when they're in their rightful place. These are the things that God has blessed me with. That man, that belt right there, you know, I feel really good when I wear that belt. And that cushion that should be outside, I'm actually really not even sure why that cushion is in here right now. Okay, squirrel. Anyway, I really like that cushion when it's on the chair outside where it's supposed to go. And let's see. Oh, I've got, oh my gosh, I got so much stuff in here. I've got my diffuser. Man, when that diffuser is going, oh, maybe I should go ahead and plug that sucker in today. I just feel so calm and at peace, right? So I really am grateful for every single thing in here. And that's where I've had to keep going to is, Lord, just help me to live in that state of gratitude where I'm physically feeling anxiety in my body because no room is peaceful right now. That gratitude just regrounds me. I said balance a moment ago, but that's the word I'm looking for is grounding. Feels like it takes me back to factory setting, like just that gratitude, right? So these are things, these are very tangible ways that our faith can help us to stay on track. Not if life throws us curveballs, but when it does. Because mama, me and you both, we cannot afford to let life's circumstances derail us to a point where our very vessel is breaking down and unable to fulfill the roles and duties that God has given us. His grace is sufficient. His mercies are new every morning. We've got this. But what did I say a moment ago? I'm scrolling back to try and find it. But it is that he wants us to rely on him. If we didn't need him, we wouldn't need him. But we need to rely on him. And that even means all the way down to the details of God, my life is cuckoo right now. I don't know how I'm going to get in a workout. The last thing I want to do is go in my kitchen and cook. I don't even know the last time my husband and I sat down and looked each other eye to eye and had a meal together. But give me the grace to not just survive this time period that I don't know when the end is, but help me to thrive in the midst of it and to glorify you through every moment of it. And he will provide. I know because he's providing for me. I know he's going to provide for you too. I hope this encouraged you today. I hope it challenged you today. I hope it inspired you. And I'm just so grateful that you're here. And I feel like we're just walking this life together, right? Like, we're just walking this life together. Every time you come and listen to an episode, in your car, walking, whatever you're doing, I feel like we're just doing life together. And it's really, really special to me. I'm so, so grateful for you. Thank you for being here. If you found value, please feel free to pass this episode on to a friend who could use it today. I adore you. I love you. And I will see you next time.
Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.